We're holding Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud. So just to reread Pasuk from Pasuk Tes, because Yud is really a continuation of Pasuk Tes. Kabeides Hashem mehinecha umirishis kol tvasecha. Honor Hashem from your wealth and from the first of all your grains. V'yimal, Pasuk Yud, v'yimal u'asamecha sava. And your storehouses will be filled with enough, with plenty. B'sirosh yikavecha yifroitzu, and the wine of your wineries will like break forth. And there will be a tremendous amount.
I don't know how the chop works in Mishle, but this is a Ashtago Mafik. The way it sounds like you're reading it, comes b'sirosh and wine. And kavecha yifroitzu, your kavim will be purged.
Yeah.
That he meant supposed to be siyosh kavecha.
Yeah. It come out the same thing. Yeah, same thing. But siyosh, and regarding the siyosh, your kavecha yifroitzu, your yekav, your wineries should burst forth. So the Gra says, v'yimalu asamecha. So in the previous pasuk test, the Gra made a distinction between hoin and tvua. Well, he pointed out, really, it's the distinction of the pasuk, that there's money and then there's food, grain, so now he's you see the pasuk is doing the same. At least this is the way the Gro explains the pasuk, is that asamecha shehein ha'oitzus shel mamon, says the Gro. Those are the storehouses of money. Shehein asamui min ha'ayin. They're what are hidden from the eye. Money is hidden from the eye. Kamash kosa b'sifri. B'lachein amar sava. And therefore, use the lashon of sava. Klimar harbe, meaning a lot. V'hu schar shel tzedakah. That's the schar of tzedakah. The schar of tzedakah, right, in the previous pasuk, kabides Hashem ha'inecha, he said, was referring to tzedakah, that you do with your money. And the second pasuk, part of the pasuk in Bereishis, called tvuasecha, he said it has to do with trumas and maaseres, which you take off from the tvua, so it grows from the ground. So now he's saying that if you do that, right, kabeis Hashem einecha, you honor Hashem from your wealth and from the beginning of all your tvua, the amalu asamecha savas, then your storehouses of money will become filled with a lot, as a reward for the tzedakah that you did with your hain, with your wealth. Mesira shikavecha yifroitzu, that's the schar trumas ha'maisus. That's connected to the schar of the trumas ha'maisus, which is mentioned in the previous pasuk of Mereishis, kol tvuasecha. Shetia bracha betirosh, that there'll be a bracha in the tirosh, in the wine, in the grapes. Va'amar, right, really it's in the grapes. Va'amar yifroitzu, and it uses the lashon of like breaking forth, ki betvua, because when it comes to tvua, so which in this case he's using in a larger sense, referring as well to the tirosh, okay, not just grain, but the parallel in grain, which is the grapes by wine. So when it comes to the produce, there's a milah, an advantage to having a lot, harbi ma'od, very much, very much. Avol b'mamon ein tzarech. What do you need money? You don't need more money than you need, right? By bracha, by money, the bracha is that you should have enough. You have so much. It's okay. That's enough. I don't need more. It's an interesting thing that, right? Yeah, today. Yeah. Tvua goes bad. Yeah, okay, but the idea is if you have so much, then you're able to sell it, and you're able to make money from it.
Then
you're making money, and then, exactly
right, and then you could buy more. But and Echanami. Yeah, what is it? Yeah, that's clear. That's what it is. So I was going to point out Stam in these psukim. It's interesting, the whole the economic imagery of these psukim. You see how much our world has changed today, the way we relate to things and relate to money and produce. But the truth of the matter is that money, that's what he's pointing out in the Philip edition, right, is that money doesn't have any intrinsic value. Money is just good in what it can buy. Whereas the tvua has an intrinsic value. Everybody's going to need it because they need to eat. So, you know, we're today, the way the world is, so we much less feel the agricultural need in the country or in any place. But ultimately, if there was Chas v'Shalom, a drought, there's a lack of food, and then goes wrong again. Sometimes you have that in Eretz Yisrael where something goes wrong. You know, there's not enough chickens, whatever. There was some kind of, you know, there's not enough potatoes, and like then the prices go up. And I presume maybe you have that in America too. I don't know. But the point is that at Lamaisa, at the end of the day, if Chas v'Shalom, there's not food, then everyone realizes how insignificant money is, because bottom line is you need that money in order to buy things. You need the money to buy clothing, to buy food. The money itself is not worth anything except for the fact that you can use it for something that does have intrinsic value. So that's what the Gra is pointing out of here. The pasuk, based on the Dik and the pasuk, is that to have a lot of money, you know, it's great, but you don't need more than what you need.
Abraham had his father, Rabbi Tzemachek, would say about money, geld is blatter. Money is mud. I know it's good, what it's good for. Money is also helpful. But
right.
if you can't do anything with it, it's mud.
Right. So, it's an interesting thing, because when it comes, this is mamash, like I think very, very pertinent to the Mishnah. It says, Ezeo Oshir Asamech Bechelke. There's a certain psychological thing going on when it comes to money, and that is that a person feels they need endless more and more and more and more and more money, just in case something's going to go wrong, just in case. Like they might have, you know, $1 billion in the bank account, but they still feel that I need that money. That's very, you know, that's very important, because I need to be able to set up my kids, grandkids, and great grandkids that they should all live nicely, and it's an absolute necessity. And there's no such thing as, in people's minds, there's no such thing as too much. But it's really, it's almost an illness, actually, because it's it's mainly if somebody has a lot. I'm not talking about somebody who really does a tremendous amount with his money, and he's running projects, and he's all the money is being put to good use. But I'm talking about somebody who it just sits and he's got to make sure that there's endless millions or endless billions in the account, because just in case. That's a major lack of bitachon. The Ramah paskins halacha, right? It's a Gemara, but he brings this halacha in your idea that if somebody wonders, what am I going to eat tomorrow? He has food for that very day, and he wonders, what am I going to eat for the next day? Tomorrow, I don't have food for tomorrow. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Hareze mikatne amona. Tomorrow, and the Ramah brings it halacha in your idea. That's mikatne amona. He's lacking emuna. I think it's an ilchos stucker. So now, obviously, that's a very big madrega. I think that in this respect, there may also be a little bit of a difference today. The way I think that the way the financial setup and the economic and then the way we live is a bit more based on, let's say, a monthly or yearly budget rather than a day. I mean, we have many expenses, for example. You'll have, let's say, a property tax, or, you know, health insurance. You know, you'll have bills that are not based on that very day. So you need money kind of up front to cover a larger span of time. But I don't care about the specific details, but I'm just saying the point is that if you, right now, you're set up, so the Maisa, the ideal is, right, the Torah, Hashkafa is, you shouldn't be concerned about tomorrow. You shouldn't be so worried. Lamaisa, on the other hand, there is a Gemara in Nida, if I remember correctly. I think it's Gemara Nida. I don't remember what daf, maybe a time. There's a it says something about there's like an emotional use over there, an imagery of the teeth falling out. The Marshal explains it. The Marshal over there explains that all your money to your kids, I think that's the lush in it, because you need to save money for your old age. It's Marsha. Yeah. So, question is, how would you make those two things shtim together? So I guess in a pashut way, is that a person knows that in their old age they're not going to be able to work and they're not going to be able to make the money for the next day. So old age is something where you would have to have a savings in order as far as your basic ishtadlus for being able to live. When a person is older, he's no longer able to work. So then the remote would apply in the sense of what of the now, but not necessarily.
The guy gets he does his job. Every day they made their money for that day. So technically, no reason you should assume that you're not going to make it tomorrow.
Right.
So why should you worry about it?
Right.
The guy who bets something is not doing any shabbos tomorrow.
The guy who knows he's not going to be able to do shabbos
tomorrow. So then,
So, but according to the mashal learns that gemara, which I don't remember now. Do you have a gemara here, Nida? Find it, but the way that Mashal learns it up, though, something with a lashon like, hold on, I might remember the wrong
line.
I don't remember the. Yeah, okay, it's here. It's the Gemara Samachem and Beis. And Nida. The Gemara says. Kevin Shemot Kushine. It's actually Omer Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says, Omer Avchinen Abashlam Yemeshmei Derav, Kevin Shinot Kushin of Shal Adam, Nismat Mezoinosav. Since when the teeth of somebody fall out, so his food gets less, his money, his what is his food, it's his right, it becomes lessened. Shinemar Gam Nikyon Shinayim B'chol Ani Nasati Lechem Nikyon Shinayim B'chol Reichem. And the lack of bread in all your places. So the Mashal wants to know what's the point of this Gemara? Like, okay, thank you very much. It's like a big chiddush, and your teeth fall out, and you don't have money, and then you're a mezainus. So the Mashal says, "V'hainu mishum di benaruso yochel arviach." In your youth, you're able to earn money. What should a person do to become wealthy? He should increase in business and merchandise and selling things, and buying and selling. And this is impossible for somebody who's in his old age. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Says the Masha. Diira adam lahasher loy mamon lestapik menu biziknusa. That a person should leave over money, that he'll be able to use that money when he's older. And don't give all your money to your kids while you're alive. What is it? The Gemara that there says in Babatsiya, who is a person who is kind of for himself, he acquires for himself a master? That's the guy who gives all his property, all his nechasim, to his children in his lifetime. Then you've made your kids your master. You're dependent on them. So the Mashal is saying that this Gemara is really is giving you an Eitzah to put away money for your old age, that you'll be able to buy food then, because otherwise you won't be able to buy food. Once the teeth are falling out, once the old age hits, you can't work anymore, you can't make your money, you can't make that, which means you can't get food so easily. So, save up. That's the Amalim Mashal. So, Samachay Oman Aleph. Nida. So how do we get to that? Right. So the at the end of the day. So I was saying that the person who's it's very much a psychological issue. How a person views the money that he does have. For example, right? If somebody was always had just fighting for, you know, fighting for survival, okay? Just, you know, trying to just pay his bills and survive. And then he suddenly, whatever, gets a lot of money, however he gets it, through business, through usha, whatever it is, matana, chreis, he's all of a sudden big, $20 million. The guy's like, feels like an usher now. His mamash, because his life has so radically become easier, at least on the financial side of things, right? The joke is that it doesn't really become easier. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us our nesinus to build us one way or the other. It's just, it transfers into a different area of life. But nevertheless, right, he feels it psychologically, he's be'emes, he'll have a much easier time with the Sameach Bechelko at that meager $20 million, as opposed to the guy who had $100 million, and now his business went really bad, and he's now a pauper, because he's only got $20 million, he's mamish, all, you know, depressed, and he's having a really hard time. What's he going to do? It's a very much a matter of where you're coming from, where you're going, you know, me'ayin basar lo nata hoylich. And that's really what the Mishnah is saying, is that the happiness of a person, if you're happy with your lot, that defines whether you're a wealthy person or not. Because the state of mind, more than the actual money that a person has, is what is conveyed by the person, his feeling of if he's an usher or not. And the person who is able to be happy with what he has, he takes an usher. Maybe I said it here, I don't remember, but it could be I said over here that the Chazal say, I forget who I heard this from. He said that the Chazal says that the guy who has money, so he wants two money, masayim, right? He wants 200. So the guy who has 200, the Medrash, I think, Hellas Rabba, the guy who has 200, he wants 400. The guy who has, let's say, that's where the Medrash stops, but that means, yeah, if I have $100,000, so I want $200,000. If I have $1 million, I want $2 million. So the guy that's got $100,000 only feels like he's missing $100,000. The guy who has $1 million only feels that he feels like he's missing $1 million. So who's wealthier? You got to come up with another million. I'm just missing $100,000. So the guy with less money is really has more. Why? Because he's got less chisaron.
You have nothing
at the most.
You have
like
nothing
at the most. Yeah, there was once a guy took care of the shul, a non-Jew. He used to say, you know, if I borrow money from you, and I don't pay back, you ain't never gonna go broke. You'll never be broke because I'll owe you money. Won't necessarily pay, but that's what he used to do. He used to borrow and not pay, not pay back. So you know, you got a good chayv over there. Anyway. So weiter. Next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Musa Hashem bni al timas v'al takoitz b'seichachto. The Musa Hashem, my son, don't reject, don't turn it away, don't look at it badly.
Detest.
Yeah, don't detest. V'al takoitz is more like that. V'al takoitz b'seichachto. Don't detest his teichacha, the rebuke that Hashem brings to you. So says the guy, Musra Hashem, Shema Yisurim Shemayim Alecha, those are Yisurim that come upon you. Al Timas, don't reject, Ela Tekabel Be'ava V'chiba. Be Mekabel Yisurim with love and with endearment. Ve'al Tekoitz B'Seichachtoi, and don't detest the Teichacha. Teichacha U'B'dibur, Teichacha rebuke is in speech. Mashmechichi Noischa, what people rebuke you. Al Tekoitz B'em, don't detest them, don't. It's very, very hard to even kabbal teichacha. Is extremely, extremely difficult. We know that, but the pasuk is telling the person, it's brought to you by the Rabbanu Shalom. He's doing a fear of good. It's important to hear. There's certain tzaddikim, certain svarim, right? Sometimes somebody could be mechich you and is not really in place, perhaps. But you should know that if the Rabbanu Shalom brought a person to tell you something, that itself should be more you to think on that issue. Okay, what do? Then it's not the person. The person is just a kli. The person is just a vessel. Like Kishbocha wanted to bring to you a certain message. Think about it. contemplate it. Don't reject it. There's a reason Hashem is trying to stir you. Ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiach ucha'ov es ben yirtzeh. Because Hashem is mechiach, the one who He loves. Ucha'ov es ben yirtzeh. And like a father, he wants or appeases his son. So the Gros says that we are very important. So ke'en derech lechiach rak lo'oyev ashali b'doigav ro'osoy v'roya shayich b'derech hashein le'itoiv lehu mechichai. The derech is to be mechiach only to somebody who to a friend or to somebody you love, whose heart is what you're worried about, the welfare of the person. You're worried that he's doing something wrong, he's messing himself up, and you see him going on a derech that's not good for him. So you're mechiach. That's a derech. And so the two is mistam is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mechiach you, mistam it's because He loves you. Ucha'av es ben yirtze, and then so that's going, that parallels the words in the pasuk before, va'al tekoitz b'sechachdoi, right? Ki Hashem, yeah, Hashem yechiach techacha, parallels the techacha. Ucha'av es ben yirtze, and like the father who appeases his son or wants and appeases his son, hu neged ha-musar, that is parallels the clause in the previous pasuk of Musar Hashem b'ni altimas, she'altimas, don't reject it. Ki ain't derech liyaser rakov lebnoi, because the derech is for only the father really, like, is meyaser, afflicts his son with, like, you know, like he hits him, and he, because he wants him to do good. I'm at least once upon a time today, I don't know, but I feel even somebody who's your friend or you love, imenu shemile techachto, if he doesn't listen to the techacha, so you leave him be. He doesn't want to listen to the rebuke. You try to help your friend, doesn't listen, fine, you go fight. What are you going to do? But the father to his son, imenu shemile techachto, if he doesn't listen to his rebuke, he still doesn't leave him. Then he rebukes him with yisurim, until he leaves the derech avra. That's because of his tremendous love, that he loves him more than anything, the father to the child. So too his heart feels pain on when he's doing something wrong, and he wants him to be right, to be just, and to be a tzaddik. Therefore he afflicts him, he might hit him, in order to better him. I'll stop here for the moment. I just maybe we'll continue this. We'll come back to this piece next week, Billy Nether. But I heard from Rabbi Ram Jacobus many times. A child crosses the street, and he doesn't look where he's going. Imamish, the car comes to a screeching halt and almost kills him. And then you see a person comes out and starts screaming, "What are you, crazy, you kid?" And another, two such a thing, they're screaming. And then you see another person goes over, takes the kid and starts to patch the kid on the whatever, and scream, "Why are you crazy?" Like mamish giving it with patches. So you know that's the father or that's the mother, because that's the yisurim. That's the dafka mitoich, the love. You see the kid almost chasrom getting killed. They want to make sure that this kid is never going to do that again. It's so the same thing with the Rebbein Shalom. When the Rebbein Shalom gives us yisurim, It's the yisurim of a father to the son. It's the yisurim that's taka very, very painful, because that's a sign of the tremendous love that he has for us. Okay, we'll stop here till next week.